T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maxie, here we go. As you and I were chatting earlier, but it looks like high school sports, we'll see if some of these games get postponed tonight. Crazy thing, but the weather is going to be interesting to watch.
I got some good news for you and some bad news. Winter sports are back. Oh, kind of. Now the small advantage that they have through this, and is professional sports as well, as long as you can get teams to places you can play, because there's nobody going to be allowing the crowd. Now, I was at Hill Murray yesterday talking to Bill Lechner, the talented veteran coach there, the defending state champs, of course, in hockey, and he said what they've had to do, it's 150 that they allow in the building. And so they've had to, you know, go back and forth on this. How are we going to do this? So what they've arrived at, and I'm sure other schools have come up with similar policies, is for the JV game, we'll put 75 on each side, 150 total, and we'll put them on one side of the arena. Then after the JV game, everybody clears out, including the players. They can't stay either. And then we'll do 150 for the varsity game, but it'll be new bodies coming in because you have different parents and different family members involved. And the JV players can't even stick around and watch the game. And then we'll put them on the other side of the arena, opposite of where the JV fans sat. So, I mean, they are getting creative and doing everything they can. He even said, it's kind of interesting. He said, you know, we're playing Grand Rapids pretty soon, and we've got NHL scouts calling us. Hey, can we get in? You know, is there room for us? Because, you know, they're obviously in Minnesota, you're always going to have some of those hockey high-end matchups where there's going to be NHL scouts involved, and they want to know how many people can be in the building watching at that point in time. So configuring this thing is difficult. Then you got the Minneapolis and St. Paul conferences that aren't going to start playing until January 25th. So they've got a while before they ever play, but they'll be close in proximity all the time, and they'll just need to get to that site and be able to play like on a night like this. So the only advantage that they've got is just that. If the bus can get there, you can play the game, because fans are not a focal point of your decisions right now.
The what'd Bill say about practice so far for the hockey teams?
Well, you know, this wearing masks, it takes some getting used to. I was at Minneapolis North last night as well for their practice, basketball, and there's just no two ways about it. When you sprint in these things, and I mentioned I work out in them every day now at the health club because it's mandatory, and it's cumbersome, and it's not fun, and we all know that, and we're getting through it and doing the best that we can. But, you know, everybody's kind of adjusting, and it's a weird thing to kind of explain, because it doesn't really take you away from your game. It's hard to measure it because it doesn't debilitate you, but it just takes away some of, and you feel like you got to fiddle with it, and it's, you know, it comes down underneath your nose and those kinds of things. So they'll figure those out as they go along, I guess. And I asked a referee about that. I said, is it your job? Kim Litvin, I was talking to last week, a great referee in this town, and I says, is it your job? Do you get technical fouls if your mask isn't worn correctly, whatever? And he says, no. The way that they've done it is they've said coaches are in charge of making sure the masks are worn correctly. It's not up to us to say you get a technical foul because of this, or, you know, you got to sit out because of that. He said that's on the coaches to make sure that all of that is implemented correctly.
Yeah, Tim's a great ref. You know, our buddy Dana's going to be officiating too, and I was chatting with him the other day about, you know, the referee wearing the mask and blowing the whistle. I know they have these handheld whistles.
Oh, yeah, the electronic whistles now, yeah.
Yeah, somebody's innovative with whistles in there. But the thing about a referee with their hands, you know, a lot of their signaling is done with their hands, so I don't know how you control that whistle and say you put your hand up for a foul or you put it down.
I hope Dana's practicing today, man.
So, well, wait, hats off to you officials, man. I know you've got to adjust. You've got to wear the masks. And then you've got to figure out how to call use those whistles.
Yeah, and you
got to
be on the floor. I mean, if you consider yourself vulnerable at all, you're in the middle of it as well. So, yeah, for sure.
You know, crazy. Hey, the Wild play tonight, Maxie. They begin their season 9 o'clock way out in L.A., where the coronavirus is raging, by the way.
Yeah, they're playing L.A. in that, you know, in an empty arena, of course, against the Kings. And, you know, Kirill Kiprusoff makes his debut with the Wild. That would be the most intriguing part of this season as they've gone through practices and preseason scrimmages. Nick Bjugstad, of course, a Minnesotan, comes home. And they like this Johansson a lot that they brought in from Buffalo. And Dean Evason just raves about what a great team player he is. He had him when he was an assistant coach back in the day in Washington. And they rave about what a great, because he'll play forward, he'll play center, he'll do whatever it takes. He has been on several teams here. I think he's at 5 and 6 years or something like that. So hard to say, but they really like his character and his demeanor. And of course, you got a new starting goalie. Alex Stalock doesn't start the season with the team. So maybe that'll be the bigger question of all. And after that, it'll be just fun to see if they can get some offense, an injection of offense with the moves they've made in Kiprusoff coming over.
What are you going to do on the show tonight?
I'm going to talk, they're trying to save some of the sports at Minnesota that have been eliminated. So I'm going to talk to somebody about a movement that they've got there. I'm going to talk some high school basketball. I'm going to talk, there's some coaches that are concerned about transfers and things like that right now. So we'll talk about that and talk some Wild hockey as well.
Yeah, I've heard they have a pretty good fundraising here for going for some of those sports over at the U.
They do. And I should mention, Dave, I'm going to talk about Fred Roofs tonight, too. Fred passed away 2 days ago. He was the president of the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Association. He ran the state board, town team baseball, that is. And it was ironic and just sad because he navigated them through that this last summer and got them games in a state tournament. And then he contracted COVID this winter in November. And it led to more medical problems. And he passed away 2 days ago. And he was an active, loved by everyone, guy that was a great ambassador for baseball, town team baseball, and ran the association, like I said, through these difficult times. And he was too young to go. He's a great manager for Ameriprise for many, many years and had retired to Mankato and was doing a lot of baseball work and loved by a lot of people. And so we'll talk about him as well.
I'll look forward to the show again tonight, Max. You look forward to seeing you on WCCO-TV. He is Mike Max here on the Morning News. It's 8:46, a business update with Patrick Raykamp talking about Delta Airlines. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.